serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In the Texas flood zone, search and rescue teams now continuing to search as the death toll rises to 172 people still missing. ABC's Matt Gutman in the flood zone with the challenges responders are dealing with.
There were so many people, and this densely populated area right around the river was so severely impacted that at this point, law enforcement officials are still trying to make heads and tails of who is accounted for, and they actually made a plea to the public. Listen, if you found your loved one, or if your loved one that you announced or told us was missing has somehow turned up, please let us know. We need to cross those people off the list. So still a lot of confusion down here on the ground in Texas.
Lifting a pause, the U.S. has resumed sending some weapons to Ukraine. This after two nights of pounding Russian missile and drone attacks on Kyiv. President Trump giving a sense of who will pay how much and when his tariffs start on August 1st. 30% for Sri Lanka, 50% for Brazil. This is ABC News. A 13-year-old has been arrested in California on suspicion of setting off fireworks that sparked a wildfire in Laguna Beach. 100 homes were evacuated, but no structures damaged. A rule that was supposed to make canceling subscriptions easier is getting canceled.
A federal judge is now throwing out the click-to-cancel rule, a provision from the Federal Trade Commission that was set to take effect next week. The rule required companies to make the cancellation process for subscriptions as easy as the sign-up process. It also required them to get a customer's consent before charging for a membership. But the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals says the FTC made a procedural error by not doing a preliminary regulatory analysis, and a judge is vacating the rule. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Computer chip maker NVIDIA is the first publicly traded company to surpass $4 trillion in market valuation. NVIDIA now worth $900 billion more than Apple. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky and a light breeze overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-50s by daybreak. On Thursday, more clouds on the way, highs in the lower 80s. Could see a late-day thunderstorm arrive, but the better chance will come our way for Thursday night. Right now, it's 54.
98Q Country.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going with. a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends and he just lost him more. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home and I've gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to know. The judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say. The tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town. That's one body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. The lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your servant, no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his head. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good times, sunshine, and summertime.
98Q Country.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who is that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
I think I'll take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and
I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Country.
Yeah, life is like a jukebox. Just push play. Not everybody's first verse sounds the same. But we all get born and we all get raised. Where there is some boondocks on Marina Del Rey. Everybody turns wild when you're 16. Slow roll, big timing on Main Street. Everybody's got holes in their blue jeans. If you bought them that way or not. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around 5. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. We've all had a broken heart. Tube or yacht. And who ain't got a dog that they love like a brother? And who ain't ever tasted better cooking than their mother? And who ain't got a story to tell? And who ain't made it through some hell? Who don't love somebody, don't miss somebody? If you're down, sing with somebody. Turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around. Sing along, we all work till the daylight's gone.
We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. We all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song? It's just one big country song. Yeah, we all live one big country song. Yeah, it's just one big country song.
Country.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky and a light breeze overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-50s by daybreak. On Thursday, more clouds on the way, highs in the lower 80s. Could see a late-day thunderstorm arrive, but the better chance will come our way for Thursday night. Right now, it's 54.
98 Q Country.
Just done now. I'm out of control. You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just these small town taverns and small businesses, but just, you know, just the social aspect of, like you said, going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these great bars have to offer. And I got to a point in my life where I just wasn't geared to keep going to the same place. You know, you get your local bar that everybody, you know, kind of goes to, and it's, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to start heading to different places and, you know, see what happens. And I had the idea for this crazy account. And I went to the very first bar, Langer's Bar. It's a little tiny bar down in the River Bottoms, just east of Ellsworth. I think everybody's familiar with Ellsworth cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I went there and did a short little video, and I decided to throw it on my TikTok account. I actually took the video first, and I made the TikTok account, and that video, I think, did over 700,000 views, and I quickly realized I might be onto something here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jump start, exactly. Talk about... Let's grab one first of all from, of course, we're in northern Wisconsin here, Hayward Park Falls area. So let's grab one of them first of all and give an idea of where this venture has taken you. So maybe one of your favorites on the list there in the Hayward Park Falls, northern Wisconsin area.
Well, I think maybe the most iconic bar in that area, I think, would have to be the Moccasin right in downtown Hayward. You know, it definitely looks like a dive bar on the outside. It's, you know, the old green siding, and it looks like, you know, maybe it could be fixed up a little bit, but in my eyes, I think it looks absolutely perfect on the outside. And when you walk inside, you realize that there's so much quirky taxidermy and giant walleye or musky mounts in there. And, you know, it just has that great vibe that we all love about these great dive bars that are all over the state of Wisconsin.
So the Moccasin down in Hayward, folks, of course, in the Hayward area, very familiar with that. So what qualifies, is there a certain criteria that makes it a dive bar? What would make it too fancy schmancy for you to say, nope, not a dive bar?
Yeah, you know, I think the dive bar term, it's all, you know, on the individual. Some place that I might consider a dive bar might not be a dive bar to other people. But I think, you know, when people normally think of a dive bar, they think, you know, it's dark, it's, you know, it's really dim in there, and the beers are cheap, and they may not even serve food, and, you know, they have their pull tabs and their pickled pig's feet and pickled gizzards behind the bar, and but, you know, I think another criteria of a dive bar is just a bar with history. You know, there's so many bars in the state that are, you know, 80 plus years old, and, you know, they're time capsules, and they really are almost like a museum of sorts, especially, you know, to certain areas. You know, there's, you know, in that Hayward area, there's so many gangster ties, even in northern Wisconsin, really all over Wisconsin, but, you know, just, you know, during the Prohibition days with Capone and, you know, all those famous gangsters from the Chicago area. And they really are museums, you know, to a certain extent, and they're destination spots. And not only that, to a lot of people, they're just a local watering hole that, you know, that may hold two or three, and maybe sometimes even four generations of memories and history.
Are you on everyone? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff, everything?
Yep, I'm on, yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Yeah, I get a lot of views. I'm all over the place. I guess Facebook is probably my biggest one, and TikTok isn't too far behind it. And I'm right around 380,000 followers strong. So I guess I'm not the only person out there that enjoys these dive bars.
Have you ever... again, we're with Jared Schutz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. Have you ever walked into a bar with this dive bar review, and the person who owns it has been like insulted that you're there. Have you ever run into that?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, and I think maybe because people don't understand maybe the concept of a dive bar, they think it's a derogatory term. And I think maybe there was a day and age where it was, and now I think it's pretty well known that, you know, the term dive bar is almost like a badge of honor. It's, to be considered a dive bar, because you just have to have that at home feel and just that great vibe, to be a dive bar. I think, like you were saying earlier, the fancier places are, there's a lot of great fancier places too, like Anglers in Hayward is a beautiful place. It's definitely not a dive bar. I've reviewed it because it's a locally owned establishment that's an iconic place in Hayward as well. Sometimes, it's not necessarily all about the total dives, but, just more so when I get to an area, hitting a popular place, that people go to so often, that people love to see, given its due too, and getting some airtime on my social media platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into the diviest of the dive bars, people who have embraced the dive bar, where maybe the building is, it's standing, but it's a question of whether it'll be standing the next day. So give me a diviest of the dive bars, and maybe somebody who embraces that.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Like when you were describing that, I was picturing the Plywood Palace up in Mukwa, just maybe 10 minutes west of Ashland. And I've actually been there three times, and I was there about a month ago. And like you said, like it's standing, but I don't think anybody has any idea how. But it's, that's a destination place. I was talking to somebody about it here a couple weeks ago, and they told me that, the Plywood Palace is kind of the Vatican of dive bars. And as soon as they said it, I said, that makes the most sense. And every other dive bar is just a spinoff of that one, kind of like the Catholic churches are all just a spinoff of the Vatican, really. So, yeah. So that makes total sense to me. That sounds about right. And that's just an iconic place. And man, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, but there's no question that it's probably the most popular dive bar in the entire state.
You mentioned, you touched on it just a little bit about the history, and it really, I would guess that a lot of these places you go to is almost like a museum or a historical society, where there's artifacts, there's stories, not only verbally, but visually, but that is a living history of our area, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things with doing what I do and the views that I get. I'm doing 100 million views a year doing this, and it's preserving, the history of this state. Obviously, we all know that there's no state that likes a cold beverage like Wisconsin does.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much of that history, and we have, that's one of the big things about the Tavern League of Wisconsin, is there to help preserve that history too. And I've actually become an affiliate member of the Tavern League, and it's such a tight-knit family, and it's an honor for me to be able to be associated with them, and we're on the same page, and at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want these places to be around for a long, long time, and unfortunately, speaking of the Hayward area, I my phone blew up this weekend, more so than normal, and unfortunately, we lost a great pub in Stone Lake, little unincorporated town. Beautiful bar that I reviewed, Stone Lake Pub. I believe I was there 5 weeks ago, and unfortunately they had a fire. I believe it was late Friday night, and that place is a total loss. It was a 99-year-old place, and beautiful inside and out. And I just, it's heartbreaking for me, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, that called that place home for many, many years. And, hopefully things are, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild. But, sure. But when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like I enter these places as a stranger and I leave as family, and It's there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar. I know, and so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms. Just millions of views. People are just really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, that sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands, and like, if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And you know, there's just so many quirky things that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah. And I'm sure you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course, you're a working man like all of us, but you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's just been a blessing. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour, and other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have, is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have, and you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems, is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. You know, we talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars too is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices. And a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people too, isn't it? Is the food side of these dive bars.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not much of a seafood guy. But there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some, you know, some fancy place that's going to cost you, you know, you go, two people go on a date and have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You know, you can get a better meal and you can spend, you know, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, you know, it wasn't just the burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and And so, you know, to have eaten so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, you know, that's, you know, it's a special place. And like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20. I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media. Absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th. So it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures. And we are, again, with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And, Jared, pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you just, you know that it's a unique place. And I finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's now just a giant bar with, you know, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's just a historic place, you know, in northern Wisconsin. It's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of Spotted Cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in, or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record, or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away. And so then I kind of let them choose where I go next. And then I'll, you know, head to that place. And I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days. And, you know, I always go into a place. Like, a lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in. I'm always 100% respectful. Talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals, you know, I get recognized so much. So that helps. That helps too. But I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and come back in and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself. So if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who was the Tavern League president, He tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
So,
yeah.
I probably average around 275 to 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to, you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time,
and
everyday life. I think that's what we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably, and in Siren. I mean, it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same. And then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know?
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us, talk about at Wisco Dive Bars. And you can go to the Wisco Dive Bar Reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Millions and millions of views, good stuff. And just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on there, it will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned, and you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says navigate here, and it will give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is where to go for that. And
cool.
Yeah, it makes it a kind of a pocket hand, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with a closure. Save it.
Country.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine or mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I died. I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher, and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front, and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, I changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. And I never wanted nothing more. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock.
knees are shaking, white caps are breaking. We ain't feeling no pain, feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey señorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Chesney song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.